Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Bring Flowers to Someone Day. It's National Nylon Stocking Day. Does anyone still wear stockings? I feel like it's something that is kind of old school now. Although I don't know. I have never worn them, to my knowledge. I mean, it would look weird with my bushy long hair pushed up, you know, scrunched up against my legs. I need to start wearing them if they have the arm and hand version of those, because my hands are looking old man. Now I know why Dolly Parton never shows her hands or her fingers. I'm using crepe erase on my hands. I've just got wrinkly. I don't have much fat on the back of my hands or collagen or anything, so it just looks like really thin skin and kind of wrinkly on the back of my hand. So I need some kind of nylons to smooth all that out. It's also National Chocolate Chip Day. And last but not least, National Juice? Mark makes fun of the way I say juice. I don't know. Anyway, every time I say juice, he's like, juice? It's National Juice Slush Day. Very specific. But it makes me think of a store that recently opened up here. And I don't know if you guys have this. It's called Swig. And it's a soda shop. And I heard about it on another podcast I listened to. I think I want to say they're based in Utah. But I'm not really sure if they're based in Utah. I'm trying to look on their website and see if they have like an About Us or something. I'm just trying to look here. They have a menu, locations, careers. Let's see. It's asking me if it can know my location. But it didn't work. Oh. So there are a lot of them in Utah, but it doesn't say where they're based. But they have them in Idaho. They have a lot in Utah. They have Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas is coming soon, and Arkansas. Oh, and then they have like North Carolina is coming soon, looks like. So I'm not really sure, but I'm going to say I think they're based in Utah. And it is basically what they focus on is, and I'm just trying to see some kind of About Us, because surely they have like a, we believe in, you know, having good options for people who don't drink alcohol. But anyway, it's a soda shop. So there's no alcohol, but they have, and it's mostly drinks. But they do have some snacks as well. They have cookies. They have pretty much cookies. They have pretzel bites. That's about it. But they have all these mix-ins that you can do with your drinks. So, for instance, for your sodas, they have one. Like, I like Mountain Dew. So they have one called Bloody Wild that's Mountain Dew plus mango puree plus strawberry puree. Or Do-Gooder. Mountain Dew plus pineapple plus fresh lime plus raspberry puree plus coconut cream. So they have these creams also that they put in. Beach Bay, Mountain Dew plus raspberry plus peach plus vanilla cream. And they have diet versions of all of these. They have Coke. They have Dr. Pepper. They have Sprite, I think. Texas Tab is Dr. Pepper plus vanilla plus coconut cream. So anyway, it's just all different kinds. And you can make your own as well. I mean, all of these are like, they have formulated these and they're recommending them. This one sounds interesting. A buttery beer, a root beer plus butterscotch plus vanilla cream. That doesn't sound too bad. So yeah, that's what it makes me think of. I should go to Swig. And I've not actually been there. So I don't... They do have diet offerings, but the ones that look really good to me are not really diet, and I don't like to get my calories from drinks. And so I haven't gone because I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to expend my calories, and the diet ones are probably not as good, but who knows? I mean, at some point I'm going to go by and try it out, because why not? So let's have a look and see if we have any contact. I'm just going to the old Trello to see if we've got any voicemails. We do not have any voicemails. Let me check and see if we have any text messages here. Really fast. I get those in a different place, so I have to go to two different places. And we do not. We do not have any text messages either. No one messaged me to let me know that I did not post Wednesday's show last week, or Thursday's, or whatever it was. I think it was Thursday's. So I had to post two shows on Friday because I normally use my website. I think I've said this already. And I schedule them. But the scheduling is now broken. It's not working. And I have to find time to fix it, which I don't even know what the problem is. So I've got to find time to do some troubleshooting and then fix it. And I just have had zero time. So today I had to quickly go post. And I did a little bit later than normal. But anyway, if you want to contact me, either via text message or voicemail, I do accept both. The phone number is the same. It's 479-221-9393. And you can comment on something stupid I say on the show. You can answer a question that I ask. You can ask me a question. Whatever. You know, whatever you want to do, you can do it. So, yeah. I'm just working. Like, there is nothing going on. I still have not selected the 3-star Michelin restaurant for our anniversary dinner that we're going to have. And I've got to do that. I mean, the decision's going to be made for me if I wait much longer, because all of them are going to be booked up. In fact, I haven't even checked recently. Because I was looking at it like 2 weekends ago. But I still need to do that. And the other thing is my AA shopping, my American Airlines shopping portal, is telling me Viator is up to 6 loyalty points per dollar spent on Viator. And I was waiting to book some of our excursions. We use Viator for a lot of our tour guided type excursion things when we travel. And AA Shopping has a... Viator is one of their supported shopping sites or whatever. So if I use Viator and they're doing a promotion, then I get extra loyalty points. And so I booked them. But Viator has the option. I booked all the excursions, but Viator has the option for you to wait and pay for them later. And so I wanted to wait until I think 6 is the highest, $6 per, or 6 loyalty points per dollar is the highest I've ever seen it. But at the time that I was booking these, it was at 1 or 2. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to wait till it goes up. So I chose to delay payment. So I need to go in and pay for those so I get my 6 loyalty points per dollar. Got to keep that status level. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, but I know I say that every year. I did pull the trigger and purchase the new iPad. And I am going to trade in my existing iPad. I will get about a $550 credit. So that's good. And we'll see. We'll see if I like it. I just, for whatever reason, I was enticed by the new OLED screen and the fact that it's thinner and lighter and more powerful. And I do use it every week, at the very least, as my screen or as my music reader for orchestra. So I do, you know, I do use it. It's not something that I, you know, don't use. But we'll see. We'll see. I made the purchase. It should be coming in, I think, Friday, perhaps. or Saturday. So we'll see. We'll see how I like it. I will let you guys know. And then I've got to go through the whole boxing up and shipping back of the trade-in. And then they give you a credit on your credit card or whatever. They have to review it and make sure it's in the condition that you said that it was in. But when I get stuff expensive like an iPad, I immediately put a case on it. And the case that I've got on it is covering it tip to toe, or whatever you say. And so it is in perfect condition. Not only that, but I have a screen protector on it. I have a keyboard case, so it's constantly closed unless I'm using it. Like, there is no damage, not one scratch, nary a scratch. All right, so we're doing that. Tonight we are having, I'm just telling you guys what we're having for dinner now. Tonight we're having steak. Oh, and there was some kind of noise that I'm not sure if you guys heard, but you probably didn't. There was some computer noise. We're having steak tonight. I'm currently sous-viding filet, and I will do my normal thing, searing it in the end, putting butter and garlic over the top of it. We're going to have baked sweet potato with brown sugar and cinnamon and corn on the cob. And that will be our dinner tonight. And last night, I made burgers. I made turkey burgers last night. So it was pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and end it there. The yard needs to be mowed again already because it's raining so much. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.